This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The objective of the bill is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games. The bill has a provision of complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games. There is a provision of imprisonment up to 3 years and fine up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of the law related to online money gaming. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said online money gaming has become a public health menace. He said several families have faced financial distress due to online money gaming.
Online gaming is a very important issue. जो एक डिजिटल की दुनिया में एक महत्वपूर्ण सेक्टर बनके उभरा है और सभापति महोदय इसके 3 सेगमेंट है। पहला सेगमेंट है ई स्पोर्ट्स, जिसमें एक टीम बनाकर खेलते हैं, कोऑर्डिनेशन सीखते हैं, स्ट्रेटेजिक थिंकिंग होती है, हमारे प्लेयर्स ने भी कई मेडल जीते हैं। इस बिल में ई स्पोर्ट्स को प्रमोट किया जाएगा, उसके लिए एक अथॉरिटी बनाई जाएगी और इसको एक लीगल रिकॉग्निशन मिलेगा।
The Lok Sabha has been adjourned sine die. The monsoon session began on the 21st of July. When the House assembled after the first adjournment at noon today, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a 2-day special discussion was also held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with a reply from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Speaker also informed that a special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program in the Lok Sabha. He said a total of 419 starred questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. The Speaker said the kind of language and behaviour witnessed in this session is not according to the dignity of Parliament. Mr. Birla emphasised that it is a collective responsibility of the members to contribute to maintaining parliamentary decorum.
जिस तरीके से सदन के अंदर सदन के परिसर में तख्तियां लेकर नियोजित गतिरोध किया जा रहा है, ये हमारी संसद की परंपरा नहीं रही है। और विशेष रूप से इस सत्र में जिस भाषा का आचरण किया गया, जिस तरीके की नारेबाजी की गई, ये सदन की मर्यादाओं के अनुरूप नहीं है। हमारी कोशिश होनी चाहिए कि हम संसद के अंदर गरिमापूर्ण चर्चा करें।
The Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025 and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025 were referred to a Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny by the Rajya Sabha today. The Joint Committee will consist of 21 members to be nominated by the Lok Sabha Speaker and 10 members of Rajya Sabha to be nominated by Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Union Home Minister Amit Shah moved the motion in this regard amidst the opposition's protest over the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar. India Bloc Vice Presidential nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy filed his nomination at Parliament House today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi, NCP-SCP Leader Sharad Pawar, Samajwadi Party Leader Ram Gopal Yadav, DMK Leader Tiruchi Shiva and TMC leader Shatabdi Roy, among others, were present on the occasion. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan had filed his nomination papers yesterday. In Gujarat, the intensity of rains has eased. However, flood-like conditions continue to prevail in several coastal districts of Saurashtra, including Junagadh, Gir Somnath and Devbhoomi Dwarka. And with that, we end this news bulletin.